Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia fired more than 70 missiles at Ukraine on Friday in one of the biggest attacks since the start of the war, knocking out power in the second biggest city and forcing Kyiv to implement emergency blackouts nationwide. Ukrainian authorities said three people were killed when an apartment block was hit in central Kryvyi Rih, and another died in shelling in Kherson in the south. Russian installed officials in occupied eastern Ukraine said 12 people had died by Ukrainian shelling. In an evening video address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia still has enough missiles for several more massive strikes. He repeated his call for Western allies to supply Kyiv with more and better air defense systems. In a virtual news conference, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said Friday the U.S. will send Ukraine more equipment and technical support to fix its infrastructure.
The United States remains committed to helping Ukraine put the lights back on and put the heat back on and try to alleviate some of the suffering of the Ukrainian people.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Friday presided over the launching of the U.S. State Department's Office of China Coordination, informally known as China House, to manage U.S. competition with Beijing. The State Department said the office will oversee U.S. President Joe Biden's vision for an open, inclusive international system and the administration's approach to China. Meanwhile, citing regional threats from China and North Korea, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida on Friday unveiled a major overhaul of that country's defense strategy, including a significant increase in spending and the acquisition of long-range preemptive strike weapons. More on this story and others at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A landslide in Malaysia killed at least 20 people, among them children, as they slept at a campsite Friday, officials said, as search teams scour thick mud and downed trees for those still missing. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones has more.
The landslide in Selangor State, bordering the capital Kuala Lumpur, occurred before 3 a.m. It tore down a hillside from an estimated height of 100 feet, covering an area of about 0.4 hectares, according to officials. The cause of the disaster was not immediately clear, and there had been only light rain in the area. Selangor is the country's most affluent state and has suffered landslides before, often attributed to forest and land clearance. According to the Malaysian National Disaster Management Agency, 94 people overall were caught in the landslide, with 61 safe and 8 hospitalized.
Reuters' Fiona Jones reporting. Now that she's returned to the United States, Brittany Griner says she intends another return to basketball. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
In her first public comment since being freed from Russia, Griner says on Instagram she plans to play next season for the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury. It's what women's basketball legend Dawn Staley said last week she hoped to hear.
We want her back in her happy place.
Griner posted, "It feels so good to be home," and thanked everyone for their help in freeing her in a high-level prisoner swap. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Twitter has suspended the accounts of journalists who cover the platform and its new owner, Elon Musk. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Those who saw their Twitter accounts taken down and past tweets disappear Thursday night include journalists working for The New York Times, The Washington Post, CNN, Voice of America, Mashable, and other outlets. This came after Musk banned an account that tracked the flights of his private jet using publicly available data. Twitter also changed its rules to prohibit the sharing of another person's current location. Several of the reporters have been writing or retweeting stories about Musk's rationale, which involved allegations about a stalking incident. Jennifer King, Washington.
A massive aquarium in Berlin has burst, spilling 1,500 tropical fish and 1 million liters of water into the complex surrounding the structure and into the street. About 100 emergency workers responded to the scene early Friday at the Dome Aqua Ray building. Officials say they don't know what caused the aqua dome to collapse. And hundreds of protesters marched in the southeastern Iranian provincial capital of Zahedan on Friday, marking 3 months since the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini while in police custody, which sparked nationwide anti-government unrest. The government has responded to protests with a harsh crackdown, leaving hundreds dead and thousands arrested, and international condemnation abounds. Marissa Melton, VOA News.